Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that will hopefully make you smile, laugh, and freak out inside. I'm Sean.
And I'm Carrie. Sean's an ex-cop who does happier things now.
That's for sure. And Carrie's a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book novelist. We live in Down East Maine, and our podcast is a little funky. We start off with a random thought we recorded in bed, or the kitchen, or the car, and then we give a writing tip and a dog tip for life because our dogs are wise and smart and like to be included.
We're not hoity-toity. We're not all trash talk, although we try. We're just us. So thanks for joining us. Please like, subscribe, and be cool.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Dogs are smarter than people. And we begin with a random thought.
Let's do it, baby.
Now. Hey, it's random thought in bedtime. Shani can't move because then all the sheets make noise.
So rude.
You gotta stay still. You gotta stay still for the thought, man.
Hold on, let me put my seat back for sheet. Okay, we got 37 seconds to do this. It's getting hot in here. No, we have to turn the fan off.
Shawnee. I made Sean turn off the fan so we could do a random thought in bed without the fan extra noise.
Yeah.
But apparently, this is the kind of sacrifice he is not willing to make for our marriage. Because he might get a sheen.
I got a sheen.
On his precious little spoon. And Shawnee doesn't like to sweat.
I like to call it a Charlie.
Charlie
sheet?
I don't even get that.
It's the same word.
Oh, all right.
So it's a Charlie instead.
Oh, my.
Humor just escapes you so often.
I'm dumb.
No, so, I must not be very humorous.
No, I think that's when I'm dumb. So speaking of dumb, there's a Medium article called 12 Little Things to Show People You're Intelligent Without You Having to Say It by Nicholas Cole. And once again, I read a Medium article and got annoyed at it.
Oh, no.
Well, you know how I am.
So this isn't a positive thing?
No, it's okay. It's positive. But his things are like showing up on time, dressing appropriately, remembering the little things. Like, so basically that's like...
These are like manners.
Yeah, it's like all just manners. Holding the door. And then the art on your walls. You want your art to be interesting. So you show that you're deep. Because I guess that shows your intelligence.
Oh, really?
Yes. Your shoes.
Remember that time we got in the fight about which way the Georgia O'Keeffe should be? I'm just kidding.
I was just like, does he think Georgia O'Keeffe is pretentious?
No. Never mind. All
right. So your shoes.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you wear nice shoes, then you look intelligent. When you take notes, the state of your desktop. I thought he meant your like desktop on your computer.
Oh, maybe he did.
I had a husband. Not me.
Yeah.
The first time I met them, I like wanted to run away because their desk was so messy. Their work desk, like there were just files and piles and stacks, and I was like, "Huh?" And they like were self deprecating. So I'm deprecating about it, but like I really thought, "Holy crud, who is this human?" Because it was that messy. Wow. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I read the whole desktop thing, and it could apply to either a computer or a more traditional desktop.
Well, both my regular desktop and computer desktop are nicely organized, but I think that doesn't show people I'm intelligent. Yeah. I think it shows people that I have some issues.
No, maybe they are organized. People don't know that you need to know that you have an issue with clutter and stuff.
Clutter makes me unhappy.
I know.
It just makes me anxious. So, spending money wisely. I don't know how people know that you're how you're spending your money.
Right.
Because the article is like, show people you're intelligent without you having to say it.
That's right.
And like, I don't know, you kind of have to say something when you're saying, you're telling people how you're spending your money. How do people know how you spend your money?
You don't tell them.
Exactly. But I think he really just meant for those who hey, I'm smart.
Right.
And then finally, how you invest your time.
Actually, there's another one.
Oh, shoot. The foods you eat, because your body's a temple. And who you hang out with. And all of this is kind of regurgitated stuff, honestly.
Of course it is.
From other articles. But
is that what we mean is?
I think everybody tries to pretend it's like their own. But not necessarily this guy.
Somebody even just read other articles together.
Yeah, it's like 5 things, 10 things, how to make your first page exciting.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just cut and paste.
Yeah, and it's all like, you know, like nothing's in depth. It's like slightly longer than the tweet under every subhead, you know? And, sigh. Anyways.
Wow.
Apparently, my choice in shoes is preventing people from thinking I'm intelligent.
I don't know. That's
true. I think they
wear some pretty cool, cool parentheses, eclectic shoes.
Oh, boy. Wow. Anyways, I think that people do judge people on what they eat sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that you like Bud Light.
Yeah.
All our friends make fun of that.
Yeah, well. They're all beer snobs.
And they act like you're a Neanderthal. With a little IQ, because you like the Bud Light.
Right.
And they say that's like fish bait.
Fish bait.
Slug bait.
Slug bait. Well, we use slug bait.
Or the beer. It's fine.
Pretty soon you can just reach in and grab them right out because they can't even swim straight.
It's like beer batter ahead of time.
That's right. These fish should be batter on the inside.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, or like if you're eating a big spicy bag of Doritos and like the person next to you is eating kale chips.
Doritos wins every time. That's way more intelligent than kale chips.
You like the kale chips more than I do, man.
Oh, well, I like that's because they weren't quite crispy enough. Carob?
Taro.
Tara?
Taro.
Taro.
T-A-R-O. They're yummy. And they're in those little Taro chip bags that I used to get before COVID when we were on a road trip. And they have like sweet potato chips in.
Oh, those. Okay, I gotcha.
Your ice cream.
The multi-colored ones. Right?
Yeah, your ice cream.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, this is a honey breeze.
Yeah, he's a honey breeze.
Daddy's having naughty dreams.
Writing tip of the pod. The breeze's not clear yet.
Shawnee, you're having a shut right before we press record. Shawnee had the biggest belch in the world from all the Doritos. And the Bud Light.
It's my breakfast on Sunday mornings.
Yeah, we don't really know what the name of this podcast is yet. Because it was originally called Sage Me Up, Baby, but that doesn't sound very good.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was thinking like Doritos versus kale chips or something. But,
but we'll like, think of something. No worries.
People judge you by your food. Anyways.
Slug bait.
This part of the podcast is supposed to be the more intellectual part.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Where we don't talk about our dog having naughty dreams.
It's still early.
I know.
I'm so, already getting a Charlie because the windows are closed.
I know. I apparently had some IQ points missing last night. Okay, so anyways, when we're talking here about sage, we're not talking about the herb. We're talking about the archetype in writing and maybe in life, although they don't seem all that common in the real world. Those sages, you know what I mean, man?
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can place that word in terms of an archetype for anything.
Okay, anyways. Oh, I got it. The sages archetype, which is a character type, right?
Yeah.
They're not all that super common, I don't think. They're like super common in all the tarot and astrology and numerology emails I get.
Which is a play, mixed in with the, what's it called?
Let's not talk about my email.
That dating app that you still get regularly.
I do not get that, you liar. Unless you think all the emails from Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Swipe right, please.
I get a lot of Biden emails. Anyways, what's the sage?
Smarty Pants.
That's right, baby, but it's also a little bit more.
Okay.
According to the individualogist.com, a sage is...
Unlike other archetypes, the sage archetype's education doesn't cease after graduation. They're constantly applying themselves and enriching themselves throughout their entire lives.
Oh, nice.
What drives the sage? It was fear. What drives the sage archetype is their goal of knowing the truth behind everything. For that reason, the majority of the conversations that they have revolve around their questions. This can be disadvantageous for them, as they'll take any form of misinformation as a form of deception. With that being said, they take lies very personally and feel emotionally affected when they discover that what they learned or believed in turns out to be wrong. Yeah, I probably did.
Yeah.
Actually, I might live in a house
with
them, actually.
What? I'm not a sage, man.
No. Although you
I stopped learning a long time ago. Sorry.
That's not at all true.
All right. According to a page on Masterclass, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay.
Then maybe you'll have more ideas if we know any sages. The sage, according to Masterclass, is a wise figure with knowledge for those who inquire. The mother figure or mentor is often based on this archetype.
Okay, so the first sentence describes the majority of our friends, but not the second. So they're only half sages.
Half sages. So the sage is smart, curious. They learn their whole life. They use their intuition, and they are sort of addicted to information.
Okay. Do you know any sages?
I think you're a little sagey. Oh, that got you, didn't it? You should see his face.
I'm so taken aback and hurt.
You're a Ravenclaw, man.
You need to talk in English for me.
And the Harry Potter.
I know the houses, okay. But I don't know what they
do. That's a little smarty pants house, and it's all about the knowledge. Yeah.
So, knowledge is power.
All right. So the weaknesses of the sage are... These people think they know more than the rest of us, and they often do, and that makes them stubborn in their ideas and a little condescending and or patronizing sometimes.
See, that's not me whatsoever.
That's totally you. You're stubborn.
Like I said, I live in a house full of sages, apparently. Even the youngest thinks she's a sage about some things.
The sage's challenges, according to the individualogist again, is...
The sage archetype needs to confront their fear and hatred for ignorance. It's important for this archetype to realize that not everyone is able to learn at the pace and with the passion that they possess. The sage archetype needs to exercise humility and alter their perceptions of people in general. I'd say a lot of sages... don't really aren't good at that skill.
I'd say they're not either.
Oh, it says. They are a bit slow to act.
Yeah. So, our house is full of sages, apparently. But the Masterclass site gives examples. You know what? Maybe it's just, hold on for the examples. Maybe it's just that everyone under 20 thinks they're a sage when they're relating to their parents. Under 30. Everyone under 30?
Everyone under 30 thinks they're a sage.
Acts like a sage.
Probably, because they just want to know more.
Well, yeah, that's right.
I don't know if 30 is a good cutoff.
Maybe we're all sages when interacting with
that's
sages.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so the Masterclass site gives examples from other literature movies as Athena in the Odyssey, Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars, Hannibal Lecter in The Silence of the Lambs, and the Oracle in The Matrix.
Yoda's not on the list.
Who?
Yoda.
Yoda's too chill, man.
He's my sage.
I know a lot of people whose Mary Jane is their sage. So, do you have a Hannibal in your life? Do you have a sage? What?
Do I have a sage? I've already answered that question.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But it's a good archetype. I'll delve in to be more helpful. When you use the familiarity of archetypes or subvert them to draw your reader into the story, it's a really cool thing to do, right? Like,
I feel like the sage might be one that's not used very often.
Not as much, man, because it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Especially in YA, I think it'd be an important character to have.
I don't think there's a ton of sages in YA.
But there's always sages in your friends group when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't there, like, even if they don't think of themselves, somebody always at least earns that label.
Yeah, there's always, like, I know all things K-pop sage. Right. And then there's always the I know all things Alexander the Great sage. And
yeah.
Then there's always the I know all things illicit drug sage. And then there's always, like, the...
Okay, so what about yourself? You've taken care of everybody else in the house.
Wait, what?
They're sage-nesses. But what about yourself?
Everyone's going to be like, you sell illicit drugs.
Sell? We don't sell nothing.
I didn't know.
We give away our knowledge for free. So what's your saginess? Just I know all things.
I know. Political science. Political theory is probably where
you
get sage.
You're pretty good at that, yeah.
You know what you're sage about?
Emotional.
COVID-19 data.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just like watching the real numbers in comparison.
He's obsessed with it.
All the lies that I see.
The trends.
Yeah.
He's like, ooh, that's up 89%. On a 2-week trend.
No, I'm not that bad.
Do you know what number we're going to hit tomorrow, Carrie? I bet you.
That I can usually tell
yes.
you.
Yes. All right. Anyways.
For the news.
All right. Writing tip of the pod, man.
Writing tip of the pod?
Yeah. What your sages it? More.
Oh. Wait. Did I say the condensed version without realizing it?
No, I didn't.
What was it? You sages more?
Yeah.
No, but I said people don't use them enough. And at least I did say YA, but anyways. Let's not fight about who gets the credit for writing the pod condensation. It's, I don't know if I can outsage you. I don't want to engage you.
Oh, look, Gabby's talking now.
She's a sage.
She is a sage.
And that guy's one of them, the baby stroller, so he's evil incarnate, apparently.
Apparently.
According to our dog.
Yeah, she's a good judge of character. She can't be fooled by a baby stroller.
That's right.
That guy's trying to subvert the villain archetype.
Drugs hidden underneath that
yeah,
baby.
Man.
He's a courier. Dog? Chip for life.
That's very loud, baby.
I'm not loud sometimes. You always accuse me of yelling.
I know. So, Shonda tried to dodge it for life, but she has to read now.
I feel like that's directed at me.
What?
It says, don't be a condescending bastard.
That's right, man. Well, if you think about what we all just said, right?
You're sexy.
Honey.
What?
Don't say that during a podcast.
I can't help it.
Yes, you can. Okay, so...
Yeah? So who gave
his eyes twitching again. So
guess what's happening? Guess what happens in my eyes?
Is that your tongue?
That's I'm getting
a... Oh gosh. Alright, close your eyes. So anyways, if you were listening to Sean and I, we both were having some negative reactions to sage, right? To that archetype.
Oh yeah.
Right? And that's interesting because also in our country there's sort of like an anti-intellectual flair. Too. Right? Which we don't think we have, but maybe we do. And maybe that's because we often, sink in our heads being intellectual with being condescending or patronizing or thinking you're better than other people. Right? Like, it becomes this negative merging of characteristics. So if you're in an intellectual sage person, we all have to try not to be super judgy about other people and their knowledge or lack of knowledge, right? And they're evolving or their lack of evolving, and all try to help each other evolve together without being butt faces to other people. Like, who I know all about Seamus Heaney, whereas you don't know all about Seamus Heaney, the famous Irish poet, or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I do know what you mean.
We don't have to always put people on a hierarchy of worth and
that's
think that we're better than them because we might know more.
That's the ultimate saginess.
Yes.
To be able to be intelligent.
Yeah, but you
want to pass that on without judgment or...
Yeah.
Or forcing it upon people.
Right.
Or I mean, it's like, you know, if you're doing something with somebody, and say it's a puzzle game, and you come up with a word, and that person's like, oh, I've never heard that word before. And then you yell out to the person in the other room, hey, Harvard grad, have you heard of this word? And they're like, oh, yeah. And then you look at the other version.
Okay, I'm sorry, I did that.
And you, oh, that was you, wasn't it?
Okay, I'm sorry, I did that.
Anyways. Don't do that.
I have a bombing to do. I have a bombing to do. I just thought that you didn't believe me that I was a woman.
I always, almost always believe. Well, when we're playing that game, you go out on a lot of limbs and you get lucky. With a lot of words that you don't even know are words, right? Admit it.
I don't want to admit anything.
Well, you just randomly.
My heart hurt.
Why did you? You know, that's why I love you, babe. Because you're tender. And now that you finally realize you hurt my heart.
Oh, I feel so bad.
Hurts in return.
So
you're such a tender-hearted girl.
I won't make fun of you about the Bud Light, I promise.
It wasn't about the Bud Light. I don't care about that.
No, but now I'm just going through all the things I do that's me.
Oh, no, I don't care about anybody can say anything about Bud Light. I don't care.
Bud Light. I feel like for a promo for Bud Light, it's not the best beer in the world, but not to inflame anybody.
But I said it's not. It beats any IPA on the planet.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when I was a little kid, we lived near the Anheuser-Busch place in New Hampshire. I think it was in Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And we used to go there on field trips.
Really?
Yeah, because they had Clydesdales, and then, like, you'd go in the giant beer-making facility. Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Times. I wonder if they still do that.
They have, well, not right now.
Like, children into
the tours there.
Anheuser-Busch, or is it Anheuser-Busch? Yeah.
I don't know what the parent company's called nowadays, but it's definitely Anheuser-Busch.
Yes. So, anyways, Sparty, our dog, told us all.
Don't be a condescending bastard, even though he is.
He is not.
The way he looks at people.
He gives people side eye a lot.
He is condescending.
No, he's just judgy.
Judgmental. All right.
He's judgy when you don't share your food.
We don't know what he's judging. But I always assume it's it's condensation. He's always he's always making things moist throughout this. It's condensation.
No. We should just call a stupid head or sage and be like, yeah, we say a lot of stupid things, but we're also still sages.
You can call it whatever you want. I think it's slug bait.
Alright, let's just slug bait. Don't be slug bait, Pete.
Slug bait or fart fuel?
No.
Bud Light.
Bud Light. No.
But you can't have Bud Light in the title, probably, right?
Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, you probably can. Oh, there goes our dog.
Ooh.
And Gabby Bruce, don't be condescending.
All right, we're just rambling.
Evolve.
Have a happy day. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. You can find us everywhere. You've already found us once if you're listening now. Like Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People. Then like and subscribe. The notes to the podcast are also always on carriejonesbooks.blog. Carrie is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E. I realized I don't always tell people that. And we'd like a shout out. The music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's the artist and what song is this? It's Night Owl by Brooke for Free. You can go to the podcast episode notes and find a link right to it.
Listen to that fantastic music all the time.
Yeah, man.
So, what do we got going on in our lives, love?
Well, right now, we've released the book, The Places We Hide, which is an adult mystery.
And it's good. It's so good. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but it really is good.
John just thinks it's really good because the main character he thinks is him.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, possibly.
Also, I am doing a course. I just started a course.
A course?
A course.
What kind of course?
It's a bit like a distance MFA program, and the people get to hang out together in a Zoom chat once every month, and I give them feedback for their stories every month. They submit 20 pages, and there's a Facebook group, and we have a bunch of people already signed up, which is awesome, because...
So it's like a writing course.
It's a writing course that's also very supportive and helps build community. So you get direct feedback from me and love from other writers.
I know. Any course that you're involved with has the instructors more... There's also like a life coaching course.
That's very
Because you're so
sweet.
Awesome.
That's very sweet.
I know.
There's more information about it on my website. Once again, carriejonesbooks.blog.
You can never say that too much.
carriejonesbooks.blog.
And what else are you doing, love?
Am I doing anything else?
Well, I mean...
Sorry.
You edit people's work?
I'm teaching at the Writing Barn. I edit people's work. You can find me on Readzy. I'm writing my own books. What else are you doing, boo?
Me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, I'm just doing my regular work. But... We are going to start formatting people's books also.
Woo!
And we will be doing print edition and
ebooks. So we're all in one.
Types of formatting styles.
Right. So you can come to us and we will clean up your grammar.
Full service.
Yeah, man.
Book prep / publishing house.
Yeah. Only thing we're not doing is cover design.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Once again, that will have to land back in on your desk, though, because I unless people want stick figures for the covers.
You've got the funniest cover ever. That'd be awesome.
Every book's a kid's book here.
Like Evie's font. I'm like,
yeah, right.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll do the Kama Sutra cover with stick figures.
No. Always goes back.
No, it's just an example of how it could be accepted because it's stick figures, but you never know what's inside.
Anyways, we're going to end it here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate it. And we stay healthy and strong, okay?
Yeah.
Because we need you in this world.
Stay strong.